This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Planning out tomorrow's show during today's show. You heard it in the last segment, looking forward to tomorrow. But I'm also looking forward to this segment because I really want to know where you guys stand on this. I think that Cam Newton is an excellent human being. And I know people are mad because he was upset when they lost the Super Bowl, and they're going to hold that against him forever. But I can give you several other amazing Cam Newton stories about how he's a kick-ass human being. So I root for Cam Newton until he signed with the Patriots. I just can't abide by that. I just can't. I like Cam Newton as a human being. I can never cheer for the Patriots. But what I want to know from you guys, and obviously fan texters jumping on the conversation as well, 877-881-1053.
Also, that's the Autoflex Leasing fan text.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right. Also, are you working this week? Are you taking off for 4th of July? What's the story?
Are you taking off for Corey's birthday?
Yes. Yeah.
Like, you know, birthday what? Week.
I'm celebrating Corey this week.
Corey's birthday is Wednesday. Are you taking the week off in his honor? So I want to know, do you think that Cam's still got something left? And if so, how much? And where does this put the Patriots in the hierarchy? Is because, okay, you know, with all due respect to Jarrett Stidham, I just don't see that being...
How much due respect is that, by the way?
Very little.
Okay.
I mean, because I'm still mad that he didn't end up going to A&M. But that's a whole different topic for probably a podcast. And so... I never see that. I think a lot of people never saw, like,
the agitated Aggie.
Yes. I'm in. Hey, podcast. We won once in 1939, and we haven't done jack since then. All right. I'm going to start this podcast. I'm 100% in on that. But where do you think the Patriots go from here? Does Cam have enough for them to smoke and mirror it up with their defense, with Belichick? Or you're like, you're just delaying the inevitable. You're still going to be marching towards, you know, whether it's Fields or Lawrence. Like, I would assume this would take them out of the Fields and Lawrence discussion, because I think Cam is good enough to win you, I don't know, 5 or 6 games and move you out of those top 2 spots.
I'll say he's even worth more, because I was still... Man, I talked to probably 8 to 10 people over the last 3 weeks on Jarrett Stidham, because I just thought at this point, once we got to June, I just thought, they're really going to do this. They're going to go with Jarrett Stidham, and I must be missing something, because even though I think they could be tanking, that just doesn't seem what Bill Belichick would want to do near the end of his career is tank. And so I think this takes him out of it. I'm glad I didn't buy as many Jarrett Stidham cards as I thought about buying, because this is where I think Cam Newton can be successful. He's on the Patriots. And their coach and their team is so focused almost all of the time, they stumble into 10 wins. So I don't know how great Cam Newton's going to be. It's a great question. I just, over the last 2 years, he hasn't been a good quarterback because his arm is hurt. His arm was jacked up, and he couldn't throw the ball the way he used to throw the ball. So I don't know, but if Cam Newton can get back to 2017 Cam Newton, or maybe it was even a year before that, if he can get back to that, he's not super old, but his shoulder has taken such a beating and his body has taken such a beating that I don't know. I wouldn't bet on them going 12-4 or better, but if you put the over-under at 9.5 wins, I will bet over on the Patriots. So I think they can get to 10 wins, but I would be scared at 10.5. Because right. I'm not crazy about their team, but I am crazy about, hey, they can cheat their way. They find out different ways to cheat. They're unbelievable at it, and they seem to always win 10-plus games.
So, Reggie, what do you think that Cam has left to go along with all of that? Because I mean, you hurt Bassick enough to get them there.
Yeah.
Like, that doesn't have to be a ton, but enough to get them there.
I think Cam Newton's still a very good quarterback in this league, right? Like, Mike hit the nail on the head. He wasn't very good for the last two seasons, but he had that shoulder injury. And on top of that, also the foot injury, right? Yep. And when you're talking about a quarterback or any throwing motion, Mike, you can attest to this. What two injuries, I mean, are could be worse than having a foot injury and a shoulder injury, right?
Well, you throw everything from the ground up, and if the shoulder's jacked up, you're screwed.
Right, and I think that not only that, it seems like he's had a lot of injuries because those couple of injuries have also been reaggravated in trying to get back to playing. So he's had a long time off. He's had enough time that I hope or I imagine that he has gotten back to a place where he's healthy enough to go out here and play. And if that's the case, right, he's still that fairly strong-armed, even if he loses a little velocity, quarterback. He's still got that size. Now, I'd be interested in seeing how Josh McDaniels and Bill Belichick decide is the best way to use him because he is 31 and he has had those injuries. I imagine big old wrecking ball isn't the way that we want to keep doing this.
Yeah, because then that's not going to last the season.
But, I mean, it is a one-year deal, right? And I think that the Patriots, I mean, if he plays well, the Patriots, I don't know that they're going to pay him because he's still a 31-year-old quarterback, or and at that point, 32-year-old quarterback. And what about that sounds like the way that Bill Belichick operates?
I mean, the last 20 years sounds like the way he operates. They'll keep him there for the next 10 years because they'll go Brady style.
But I think that, like, the general premise of what Bill Belichick does is use them while you have them and get rid of them early, even if you lose a little bit on the back end. I think Tom Brady was a special case because they loved him. They loved his dirty draw. Specifically, the Kraft family loved him. I don't think that's the same with Cam Newton, but I think he can still play.
From the 2-4, Cam and the Patriots makes them third behind Kansas City and Baltimore. However, from the 9-4-0, and this list of playoff teams is fascinating to me because there's definitely some projection with some of these middle seeds. Chiefs 1, the Ravens 2, the Steelers 3, then the Chargers 4, and the Broncos 5. I don't know if that's a shout-out for Taylor or a shout-out for Herbert. And then the Pats 6, and then the Browns 7. Because the Patriots at 3, we'll see what they can do. Because I we all accept that the hierarchy is it's the Chiefs and the Ravens, and then it's everybody else, right?
I would say, yeah, those two look like a locked-in playoff spot as long as their quarterbacks are there for the majority of the season.
And then there's a lot of diversion about Cam Newton, the person, which I feel like, man, for somebody who's not in the DFW, I feel like people are more caught up with Cam Newton as a human than just about any other person that we talk about. From the
watching the All or Nothing, I know it's a couple years old. He comes across as a great leader and a great teammate. And I do think at times because he was benched at the end of that year in 2018 because his shoulder was just killing him and he couldn't do it. And he wasn't going to sit out. And they're like, look, you're sitting out. You're just not playing. I think it was the last two games of the year that they're like, you're not going to play. We're sorry. I know you want to, but you're not going to. You're sitting out. And so maybe people feel that way about him because of that. But I'd say if you watch the All or Nothing, I don't think you'd come out of that going, oh, man, Cam Newton isn't a hard worker or he's not a good leader. I mean, they get the inside stuff, and it made him look like a good leader and a good teammate.
I still just think it comes back to the Super Bowl. I think people can't get over the fact that he did not answer the questions or how they wanted him to at the Super Bowl. And I was like, look, I get it. I would be upset too and not really looking to do media in that moment. And I think a lot of people hold that against him. This person, I get it. Whenever you hear about a personal experience, it's hard to shake that off. I've said it once and I'll say it again. My best friend played with him at Blinn and said he was a huge piece of S and he's super fake.
And that's not an isolated thing. I mean, there are people that have been around Cam Newton, maybe in the Carolina area, and like they don't love him as a, you know, as like a human being. But this is the thing, is I don't think you can really deny some of the things that Mike is talking about, where like his teammates seem to love him and he seems to be able to lead a group of men. Like, and I think that there's a lot of places where we understand that you might not be the most likable person, but if you can get the job done, that works.
I go back to the two things that like solidified I'm good with him as a human being is the Thanksgiving Day drive that he does every single year, and it keeps getting bigger. I think last year they had like 1,300 people there from economically disadvantaged families, where not only do they bring them all in and they have like a Thanksgiving feast or banquet or whatever, He also sends every single one of those people home with an additional, like, Thanksgiving dinner to take home at a time when a lot of them probably don't get to eat. And then the story of the kid who lived one block over from him or a couple blocks over from him, whatever it was, he was dying. And his favorite thing every year was the neighborhood block party. And so they had an early block party because he was not going to make it to the time when they usually did. Cam Newton heard about this, heard the kid loved ice cream, and rented an ice cream truck. Like, come on. I mean, it is hard to root against a human who's, like, doing things like that. It really is. Unless he signs with the Patriots. And then, like I said, I'm fine
okay.
with it.
Let's take this back to the field. When we get to training camp for the Patriots, is Cam Newton 100% taking the first team snaps?
No.
Or will it be
no.
a shared deal and
really?
Then they're going to figure out something?
I don't think so because of the construction. I think he will emerge as the guy. But I also think Belichick is like has this – I know it's going to sound weird because he will dispose of people in a heartbeat – but I think he has loyalty for people who have put in the work to get their shot. That doesn't mean they get to keep their shot, and he will also get rid of you the second you don't have it. But I think that Stidham will go in there, and he will get the opportunity to win the job. I just don't think he will, but okay. I think he'll get that chance.
I think with how short the time period is, and assuming, once more, this is the assumption with all of this, assuming Cam is in fact healthy, I think that it won't take but a few, hours maybe to realize that you need to invest yourself entirely in Cam Newton for this particular season to get him going.
I also wonder how long they had this agreement in place. I saw Jeff Kavanaugh tweet this out, and I know that it could be a little bit sarcastic, but also real. Did they have this kind of in the bag maybe for a few weeks, but also knew that they were about to get fined $1 million and lose their third round pick next year? And we're like, let's just throw this out. As soon as the NFL throws out our stuff that we cheated again, we throw out Cam Newton and it diverts us from us cheating again.
100% I believe that. And Reggie and I were talking about the exact specifications of that. And it's as simple as this. The Patriots, well, they cheated again and they got fined $1.1 million. Oh, no. Look out. And then they also lost a third round pick. Well, obviously, if Cam Newton plays well, gets a big money deal elsewhere, they will receive a potential third round compensatory pick. So essentially, they will just sub out the lost pick for cheating for a savvy move they made. And so I could definitely see that happening. The other thing is, and I told Reggie this off air, I can't remember the outlet because I wish I could call them out. Is I saw the dumbest headline right now. It said, Patriots shocked the sports world by signing Cam Newton. I was like, no, they didn't. They have been the betting favorite to sign Cam Newton all along. There is nothing shocking about this whatsoever. So bad job, media.
I know we need to get to Gridiron Gravy. Last question for you two. Now, doesn't this put Belichick versus Brady on an equal playing field? As in, like, who's going to be better in 2020?
Yes. I think, look, if you told me both of those teams win 10 games, wouldn't you be like, yeah, I could see that.
And that sounds like a win for Belichick to me because, I mean, with Cam Newton, his career, he's had a lot of issues with not having anybody to throw the football to. And he goes to New England, where he has no one to throw the football to. Defense is a proposition where it was really good last season, but season to season, you can't guarantee it. So, like, how many games would you imagine that they win? Because, like, for me, I'm like, all right, maybe like 8 or 9. If they win 10 games, that feels like a win.
Look, I would love nothing more than Tom Brady to miss the playoffs while the Patriots eke into the playoffs. That would be just fine with me.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.